And good evening and welcome to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly.
Hey.
Good to be with you all.
Yes, it's good to be here on 9/11. This is a different time slot for us that we're broadcasting in today, and we want to welcome our listeners. We're usually on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. And we're here to talk about 9/11, remember what happened there. And because we're Worship Factory, we want to present that standpoint to the whole thing, that God is in the middle of things that go on, even though they're disasters and they're horrible circumstances. There are stories and circumstances that God causes to shine out of that. That's just God's grace.
Well, and God uses our creativity therapeutically a lot of times, you know, when we're writing poems or we're writing songs or we're painting, whatever your creativity is, it doesn't even have to necessarily be an arts, quote unquote. But when God speaks to us, we're moving in fresh new ways, and that speaks to our creative side. And that's what we're about here, about Worship Factory, is
right.
Encouraging the creative.
Absolutely.
And letting God move through us through our creativity.
That's right. We have a website at worshipfactory.net. We encourage people to understand God made them to be creative, and we want to help people find fulfillment in what God's made them to be. That's what our website does. You can get connected there. You can meet people. And our message today is a message of hope, that God can shine through any circumstance, no matter what.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking about it, and it's like there was 2,996 lives lost 10 years ago today.
Yes.
Which is amazing that what happens during that devastation when you think about anybody that morning. If you're driving down the street, anybody that's out there, you could probably remember exactly where you were that day.
Right.
You can probably, what you were doing, maybe what you were wearing. I remember vaguely, as far as that goes, getting up, but then I remember intently watching TV from the time that I got shaken out of bed, as far as that goes, and watched as the second plane actually hit the building. And, you know, it was just amazing that it changed the world. It just didn't change, you know, America, but it literally changed the world that day of 9/11, and literally 10 years ago today. And those lives, and I was looking while we were doing research for this program today, and you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is a special presentation for you out there on 9/11. 10-year anniversary today, Rod.
Yeah. I watched a program recently that was talks about 9/11 rising, and it's the building of Tower 1 and then the museum at the 9/11 site. Very moving. What struck me is that the terrorists intended to bring down America. That was their intent, destroy world trade, the icon as well as the industry. And what was meant for evil has done so much more in good that it just became to me a picture of God's grace and how he can do that.
Amen.
And I think that we, not only as Americans, but as human beings, need to understand the power of God and his message of hope, that we have seen something rise out of the ashes in our generation that will be an icon forever. Tower 1 is an amazing structure, the museum. They actually have it's a fire truck 3 that was crushed when the tower fell.
Right.
And now it's the centerpiece. They actually showed it on the show, lowering it into the museum.
Hmm.
And the museum is actually below ground because they wanted everybody to understand how everything got crushed down to the lower level. It's just an amazing story. But this is a rising, not of just human spirit, but of something that God put in us. It's innate in us because of God's creative power in us to rise up and to become more. And that is the heart of our message at Worship Factory, what God can do with your life.
Well, and this has been a theme throughout, you know, God's word. You know, we were just listening not too long ago at church about the story of Joseph and how what, you know, is meant for evil, God can use for good.
Mm.
He always can take everything and get glory through, you know, hard, incredibly destructive situations. God can redeem and use. And this is just one of those examples.
So we're going to spend some time today, actually, in some time of worship and some time of praise, because also in this, glory has come as far as in so many ways. You know, you may know a family member that's out there that has lost someone, or maybe you know somebody that you lost dearly to yourself and or your family, or you know different people maybe that was in the in and around the devastation of New York City during 9/11. And, you know, we can't thank you enough, the first responders out there and the people that were out there that came up from all over the world, or literally, but I mean, at least all over America, to go up and support those first responders up in 911 that were definitely having some difficulties trying to deal with all that devastation up there. It was just amazing. We thank you guys and you girls for doing what you do every day of our lives, saving lives, putting yourself in harm's way. I think about all those firefighters and all those paramedics and all those police officers that were lost in that tragedy that was unneeded tragedy for sure. Unneeded.
Yeah. And, you know, Kempton, I've got something just triggering in my mind, because a lot of people have stories and they don't have a place to tell them. And I want to invite listeners to tell their story to Worship Factory.
Absolutely.
If you want to do that, go to our website, worshipfactory.net, and there's a contact page. You can simply send us a message, short or long, however you want to do it.
There's a place for blogs as well. You can write
yes,
there.
If you join on to Connect, you can actually write your whole story and post it there. We would love to hear that story and give you an opportunity to tell your feelings, or maybe talk about your relative or a friend that was connected directly to 9/11.
You know, so amazing that I had a friend that was actually up there that was supposed to go to a meeting in the building too. I mean, actually Tower 2, and got tied up in their meeting and literally was supposed to be at the tower when the tower was hit, and was actually going up to one of the top floors actually and to have a meeting there. And so they were meeting before the meeting that was going over there, and literally God spared his life. I mean, he was heading in that direction, and you think about it, and hit to hear his story that was out there, and there's thousands of those kind of stories out there. I mean, how many times do we each know someone, as I say, that have been through that tragedy? But again, God has delivered us out of that. I mean, our country bound together. It was so amazing. I used to love watching the flags go down the street. It's a shame that something like that and devastation brings the harmony back to this country of what we're supposed to be standing for, which is America. This is the United States of America. And this is the best country, without a doubt, in the world. And, you know, we go out to support so many other people out there. We go out and reach out our love and our time and our efforts and our military and everything else to support those other countries. And it's so great. This is by far the best country in the world, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. I'd like to springboard from that. I think the church and the Christian community needs to have a good response to these kinds of circumstances. And I'm not sure we did very well when 9/11 happened, because the biggest message of the church was that we're being punished as a country for the sins of a nation.
Yeah.
And I just – that was always hollow to me. It didn't ring true. And now that we've seen 10 years later the rising and the messages and the hope that has come out of this, we realize the message of the church in response to 9/11 is grace, God's love and grace.
Amen.
God didn't intend for people to die that day,
Yeah.
But God's going to use people dying to create new life and speak to people. And I'm telling you, the message of the church can be so powerful if we get a hold of this. I really believe we can change the world with love. Yeah. And our response to terrorism, which is hate and fear, is the love of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And you are listening to a special presentation of Worship Factory on this 9/11 anniversary, this the 10th year. And I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly, and we are KKLA 99.5 FM. You know, Rod, it's so amazing you say that. You know, so often we're judgmental of God. I mean, so often we look and say, God, why did you do this? Going back to your springboard there. You know, I think about that all the time. Sometimes God had nothing to do with it in a lot of ways as well. I feel like that God, you know, it wasn't his fault that it happened. It wasn't something he said, I'm going to go do that because of the fact it's going to change someone else. You know, it's something we deal with all the time as Christians and the Christian faith is that, well, if God is God, you know, then he's got to have everything under control. And he had to cause that to happen, whether it's the earthquake or the ripple of the, you know, as we're facing also in our country, you know, all these earthquakes and everything else that are out there and tornadoes and, you know, but sometimes God didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, well, he loves us enough to give us free will.
Yeah.
God has given us free will. And to experience true love, you have to have free will. You can't just be little robots. I mean, if God made little robots that just, you know, loved me, that really wouldn't be a relationship. You have to have free will to truly experience intimate love with the Father. And with that free will, you know, we are given the choice to make poor choices, poor, hurtful choices. And I think that's a result. 9/11 is a result of that.
That's why the Lord says, choose this day who you will serve. Mm-hmm. I mean, he gives us choices, like
right.
you just said. I mean, that's choose this day who you will serve. You know, and I, you know what? We're really, really excited about who's going to join us today, too, for this special presentation here at KKLA today on this anniversary of 9/11, 10th year. Laura Landon, who's a recording artist out there, just a really wonderful gift. And we're actually going to spend some time for the next couple segments with Laura Landon in studio to talk about her music, her calling, but also to do some worship today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what Worship Factory's for today, is to not just basically talk about the bad that happened on 9/11, but the good that happened with 9/11. And thank God we do serve a Savior that is living today, that is risen, is live and
redeemed.
Active in our life,
yeah.
and he's redeeming lives, saving lives, and out there as far as that goes, and healing the wounded.
Yeah.
And we're all wounded in some form or another, and I know that there are people still suffering from wounds from that incident of 9/11.
Definitely.
For sure.
It was devastating. And I know this is a little different show for us, for our usual listeners. But this is an important day, and so we're hoping that you'll join us with Laura and worship with us, and let's try to bring God into the middle of this circumstance.
This is KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Worship Factory Radio on the celebration and memory of 9/11 here the 10th year. We'll be right back.
So never fear and never die.